This chazar is echinish b'achi ches v'shag v'em yehudim zechem v'nachos daf yud ches. Fact the Gemara. The Gemara just said that Yehuda holds that if someone brings a carbon with intent to leave over some of the blood to the next day, everyone would agree, meaning Sai Rabbi Lazar, Sai Rabbi Eliezer, Sai Rabbi Banan, that it would be possible. The Gemara asks from the conversation between Rabbi Lazar and Shamua and Rabbi Yosef Bavli and Abraisa, so we can learn that Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Yosef Bavli that it's actually a machloik between Rabbi Banan and Rabbi Eliezer in the case of intent to leave over the blood till the next day. The Gemara answers that the Braisa can be understood even if Rabbi Yehuda holds that everyone would agree in that case. So up the next Mishnah, if the Kohen did not pour the oil onto the Mincha after having already placed the oil into the Keli before putting the flour into it, and having then poured more oil onto the flour and mixed it, he didn't do the third pouring of oil onto the already mixed Mincha. Or, if he did not mix the oil with the Mincha, meaning the second pouring of the oil, or if he did not break any of the baked Menachas into pieces, but rather he only broke enough to allow him to take a Kohenet, or if he did not salt the Mincha before burning it, or if he did not do Tnufa, or he did not do Hagosha, bring it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, or if he broke the Mincha into pieces that are larger than how they're supposed to be broken, or if he did not smear the oil on the Mincha, meaning if it's the type of Mincha that's supposed to have that done, like Rakikin, the Mishnah says the Mincha is still kosher. Frech the Gemara, what does the Mishnah mean that he did not pour the oil onto the Mincha? If he means that it was not poured at all, it would be possible, because that's an essential part of the carbon. Rather, it means that the pouring was done by a Zar. If so, when the Mishnah lists the case of the Mincha, which was not mixed with oil, it also has to refer the Zar to a case where it was mixed by a Zar. This would suggest that if the Mincha was not mixed at all, it would be possible. However, a Mishnah suggests as long as a mincha could be mixed, it's kosher, even if it was not mixed. Emphit the Gemara. Each part of the Mishnah refers to a different set of circumstances. The part discussing the pouring of the oil refers to where it was done by a zar, and that's where the Mishnah says that the mincha would be kosher. And the part that discusses mixing refers to where it was not mixed at all, and that's where the Mishnah teaches that it would be kosher even over there. Mishnah said, Oishab Sasam Pita Meruba is Ksheira. In fact, remember, the Mishnah had already said that if he did not break the Mincha at all, it's kosher. So why did it have to teach that if he broke it into pieces that are larger, they are still kosher? Emphit the Gemara, the Mishnah doesn't mean that he broke it into large pieces. Rather, it means that he broke it into many more pieces than should have been done, so that each piece was actually smaller than it should have been. Second Teretz, the Mishnah means that he broke them into pieces that were larger than they should have been. However, we would have thought that when he doesn't break them at all, the carbon is kosher because they still have the status of chalas, but when they're broken into the wrong size, maybe they don't have the status of chalas or the status of psitim, and therefore it should be puzzled. Kamash Malon. In fact, our Mishnah seems not to follow Rav Shimon, who lists in a brisa the avodas that must be done by a kohen and includes the pouring of the oil in that list. And for the Gemara, Nachman said, the brisa is referring to the mincha of a kohen and the Mishnah is referring to the mincha of a zohar. The mincha of a zohar has kmitza done, and it's from the kmitza and forward that a kohen is required, which means that a kohen is not required for the pouring and the mixing. The mincha of a kohen does not have a kmitza done, and it's therefore from the very beginning, even for pouring and mixing, that the kohen is required. In fact, the Gemara Rava asked, we learn that a kohen's mincha requires pouring of the oil onto it from the fact that a non-kohen's mincha requires that. If so, we should say that just like the mincha of a zar can have the pouring done by a zar, the pouring of the mincha of the kohen should also be able to be done by a zar. If so, when Rav Shimon says it has to be done by a kohen, he would refer even to the mincha of a zar and must argue with our Mishnah and Fetigamara. We have to say in Echanami that Rav Shimon argues with our Mishnah.